start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Welcome. Yes, you are watching the early echo. And alhamdulillah, it is all through the fadl and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that today, once again, I am accompanied by our respected and honorable guest. And he is none other than our respected and honorable Hafiz Maulana Naushad Attari Sallamahul Bari. And let's welcome him into our morning program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, marhaba muasab. And we have a very interesting topic for the viewers of Madani channel. And it is going to be very, very inspiring at the same time. Muasab, this is one of my favorite discussions when it comes to finding a role model. Jiha, for those who don't know, this is our discussion for this morning, finding your role model. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are going to request our respected Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, to elaborate on this discussion. Inshallah. And together, inshallah, we are going to explore and see and find out how should one even find a role model. Before we go any further into our discussion, as per routine, let's listen to the beautiful and fragrant teachings and sayings of Rasooli Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to reciting durood and salat ala nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, dear viewers, the intention behind this is simply to for you to make more good intentions, such as, I want to increase the number of recitation of durood pak. I want to increase my recitation of durood pak and salat ala nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And have a target, inshallah, azza wa jalla, you should surely see the blessings of reciting durood pak in abundance. As the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in one narration, the one who recites durood upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jalla will inscribe between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy and he is freed from the hellfire. So from here, Mawasa, we get to know the blessings and virtues of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawasa, can you give us a target, maybe? What do the ulama say with regards to how many, what is the number of durood pak one can recite, Mawasa?
Well, you see, I should make up my mind that I should read an uncountable number of durood pak every day. However, mashaykh, sufiya, ulama have advised us that our minimum target should be 313 times every day. Because, see, there are narrations where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the closest to me on the Day of Judgment would be that person who would have recited durood pak upon me in abundance. So the mashaykh and ulama have researched that this figure of abundant recitation of durood pak is around 313. Achcha. This is also nisbat and connection to the Ashabi Badr at the Battle of Badr. So ulama have said our minimum target on a daily basis is 313 times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that person would be included amongst those who recite durood pak in abundance on the Day of Judgment. And keep in mind that recitation of 313 times will take you just a few minutes only. The shortest durood paks are sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah. These are the shortest durood paks. So just a few minutes, we We waste so much of time on social media and unnecessary things. I'm sure we can dedicate some time to a recitation in Durud-e Pak, which will benefit us here and on the Day of Judgment as well.
Ya baati muasab, barakallah, may Allah reward you muasab. And may we as the ones who claim to say that we love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not restrict this claim to the tongues alone, but rather we should prove this from our kirdar, from our actions, that we do love him. And the evidence of this is that one will perform those actions which are beloved to Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So increase your recitation of durud and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya nabi Allah ji. Wasab, here we go with the first question for the day. How does one even analyze or suggest to find a role model, Muasab? How does one choose a role model? Can Muasab maybe shed some light on this aspect?
Okay, so in many people's minds out there, maybe we can say the vast majority, they would be thinking, I would like to, you know, follow somebody that in my eyes is successful. Maybe the person is a successful businessman, or maybe he's wealthy. So some people's mindset is that wealth is the definition of success. Some people will say this person has a high standing in society and he has influence and contacts and connections, I would be like that person. Another person would say this person is, you know, he's a professional and he's, you know, a master and expert in some other science or something, I would like to follow that individual. And so the person would try their best to emulate, imitate, and to follow that individual, because in their mind that is success. So they keep that person as a role model. However, and we would address ourselves firstly, and our dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Let's see, the definition of true success, ultimate success, is actually if I leave this world with my iman intact. Because think about it, realistically, right? If a person, you know, he has everything you can name, whether the profession, whether the wealth, whether the houses, whether the materialistic items, whether the influence in society, whatever it is, right? But imagine if he left this world without iman. All of that is wasted. What benefit he's going to get? He's going to be a pauper, and, you know, a poor person on the Day of Judgment. He'll be thrown into Jahannam. But on the contrary, a person who, you know, he has iman, but materialistic wise, he doesn't have anything. But he dies with iman. I mean, he's going to be smiling on the Day of Judgment. So that's the first thing we must keep in our minds, that the definition of true success is if I leave this world with iman. Now, in Islam, as a Muslim, my loyalty lies to Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First loyalty lies there. And what does the Quran teach us? What does the hadith teach us? That لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So this concept of أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, he is the ideal role model, the perfect role model for you and I. He's the ultimate role model. Yes, we have many other role models like Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, the pious people. There's too many to count. But ultimately, it's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if I want real success, that lies in Allah azza wa jal being happy with me. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being happy with me. How is this going to happen? If I'm doing everything against their orders, how am I going to achieve that happiness and pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we come to realize that if I'm obedient and loyal to Allah azza wa jal and loyal to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll make them pleased. Then I will be happy end of the day. Inshallah, through the mercy of Allah, I get Jannah. So Islam is teaching us your ideal, your ultimate role model is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we have to go and study and research and read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll come to realize that there is nobody else created like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From everything, as subhanallah, as a husband, as a leader, as a general, as, you know, a figure that ran the entire Islamic empire. You know, from every asset, even as a doctor, even as an advisor. So every facet, subhanAllah, there is something for everybody.
Right.
No matter what your profession, whether you have a degree or you don't have a degree, there is always something for somebody out there. And we see this in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is the ultimate, you know, individual who is successful. There's nobody else more successful than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is Habibullah, he's the beloved of Allah. So if I also want success, real success, I should follow the one who has the ultimate success, which is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's you know, our duty to make him our role model. But this will only happen if I have my, you can say, my concepts right. That what is the definition of success? Because I will follow that person who I deem as successful. If I realize that, you know what, true success is if my Allah is happy, if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is happy. That is true success. And if I follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I won't lose anything. I will gain. So we need to change our mindset. You know, we have people today, unfortunately, youngsters in particular, because, I don't know, maybe they haven't been guided properly. Maybe they have been shown, you know, pictures of success of people who are materialistic. Those people don't know about you. They don't care about you. Whether it's the sports personality, whether it's these actors and actresses or musicians, whoever that, you know, they feel has a high standing in society. They don't know about you. They don't even know your name. They don't care about you. They don't pay your bills. Why are you going to follow him? What benefit are you getting? You're buying their T-shirts, you're buying their branded clothing and shoes.
But Mohsab, this is the thing where, you know, insan, humans, Mohsab, they copy what they see. What fascinates a person, what makes a person get impressed by seeing something is what he wants to do. Ab jis tarah wo kapde pehante hain, hum bhi pehna chahte hain. Jis tarah se wo zindagi guzarte hain, hum bhi guzarna chahte hain. Looking at the lifestyle, Mohsab, it's like so amazing. Wow, you know, I wish I could be in that position, in that situation. And then you compare the blessed life of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the lives of many other people out there, Mohsab. What a great balance, Mohsab. Balance in a sense of where Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the possessor of every blessing in this world, he is the distributor of every ni'mat and blessing that comes from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Despite all those abilities and powers and authorities that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses, but see his simplicity, Mohsab.
Yes.
After being the owner of both worlds, see how down to earth he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, still that he rests upon the mat, yet he controls Allah, the world, Mohsab.
Subhanallah. He was given the keys to the treasures of Almighty Allah, given by Allah. You know, something we need to think about. When you go into that store, you see, because you see, it's all about marketing.
Right.
That, you know, a certain brand of clothing or item or even toy for the children, they market all of these things in the cartoons, in the movies, in the music and all of these, you know, filthy avenues, largely filthy avenues. So they market it. This is the type of, you know, clothing I want. This is the type of shoes. This is the type of toy. When your child goes into the store, oh, you know, I want that pencil case thing. I want this. This is because they're trying to make those fake so-called stars as the role model of the child. As, you know, somebody the child must look up to, or the youngster must look up to, or any individual. This is the person you must look up to because this person is successful. You know, there's a challenge we put out there to our dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. The challenge is those people there that, you know, whether it's in the sports fraternity, whether it's the entertainment fraternity, doesn't matter. You know, all those people that you are following, go look at their life. Go look how they are depressed. They are taking antidepressants to sleep at night. They don't have no sukoon and tranquility in their life. That's what you want to follow? That's the role model you want? Go look at their lives. Their marriages do not last. 9 out of 10 of the marriages all break down.
And Mohsab, if this attraction of following them is due to beauty, is due to husn, Mohsab, this also is not everlasting.
Absolutely.
Today you have all the blessings of the beauty that you have. You know, Allah has blessed you with this beauty that we spend hours looking at, that we spend hours maintaining, spending thousands of pounds and dollars and rands or whatever currency you may use to maintain what beauty you have, but it's not going to last forever.
In most cases, it's fake, Huzur.
It's fake.
It's just superficial.
Allahu Akbar.
I mean, today they're photoshopping.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
They're putting the, you know, tons of makeup and foundation.
Allahu.
They are photoshopping. They are doing plastic surgery.
There are so many people, Mohsab. I just want to bring this to the table that, you know, I have heard stories like this, Allah jane, with regards to its reality. But there are people who have seen photos like that and even was ready to make nikah. And afterwards, they had got to know the reality that it was due to that makeup the age of 50 was, it seemed as if 25, like, you know, half the age. And only after the nikah was performed, the reality was then witnessed and Allah. Seen that how people can camouflage the reality. So, hakikat to hakikat hi rahegi ki we are getting old and people are focused on the physical appearance, whereas people hardly focus on the spiritual aspect of it, you know, with the inner beauty. And if this shines, automatically the outer will shine more, sahab. If the inside is rotten and if the inside is dark, then it will reflect as dark on the outside as well. We have a question, Mohsab, and this is a very beautiful segment. Aap please hamare saath rahiyega aur is sawal ko suniyega inshallah. Aaj ka hamara sawal kya hai? It is a segment in which we learn, and the name of this segment is Did You Know?
Mashallah.
Mashallah. So the first question for the day, Mohsab, is on which day did Allah Azza wa Jalla create the angels? Oh. Which day did Allah Almighty create angels? So this will increase your general knowledge, inshallah. Stay with us till the end of the program. For now, we have a beautiful kalam which we would be listening to as well, inshallah. Kalam ko sunyega, jhumyega, inshallah. And when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear Islami bhaiyon, اور مدنی چینل کے ناظرین الحمدللہ عز و جل بچپن میں جو مجھے یاد پڑتا ہے زندگی میں سب سے پہلے اگر میں نے کوئی نعت پڑھی تھی تو وہ یہی نعت تھی جو آج میں آپ کے سامنے ایک بار پھر پیش کر رہا ہوں
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں دنیا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں عقبا تیری گلی میں
بابا کہاں چلے
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ لغزیدہ.
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی, مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نمدیدہ نمدیدہ. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. اٹ از دا جرنی آف مدینۃ المنورہ اینڈ آئی ایم ٹیئرفل اینڈ آئی ایم ٹیئرفل. اٹ از دس از دا ایکچوئل کیس ڈیئر ویورز, دیٹ وین یو گو ٹو مدینۃ المنورہ یو وڈ کرائی, اینڈ وین یو لیو مدینۃ المنورہ یو وڈ آلسو کرائی. دس از وٹ دا لو آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میکس اے عاشق and a true devotee and follower do, that you are eager to go, so you are crying to go. And when you return back to your hometown, to your country, you do not want to leave Madinat Munawwara. So that separation makes a person cry. What a beautiful kalam cited by none other than our Rukneshura, apne mubarak andaz mein, mashallah. You know, Rukneshura has a very beautiful andaz, and mashallah, his kalams are just always true, mashallah, alhamdulillah. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask and make dua in the court of Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant our Rukneshura a long, healthy, happy life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Coming back to our discussion, actually before the discussion, Mawsa, we asked a question in our segment which we have once again introduced, and subhanallah, the segment is, did you know? So, abhi filhal jo hamare saath abhi hazir hue honge jinhone sawal nahi suna, so we asked a question earlier, on which day did Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla create angels? Just to enhance the knowledge and our general information, it's important for us to know. Subhanallah, just as insan is the creation of Allah, jinns are the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, even malaika also included in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, these are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the narrations, Mu'asab, has created them on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday was the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani the angels being created. And we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through the blessings of his muqarrab angels may forgive us our major and minor sins. Amen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our lawful wishes. Mu'asab, time is very much close, that we are about to close up and round up with our program. Though we are discussing find your role model, we discussed as to who is successful, Mu'asab, and what is actually true success. Mu'asab had defined that, mashallah, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Now towards the ending, Mu'asab, people that have chosen wrong role models, people that have went towards people that have failures in life, that face with anxiety, that are you know, bombarded with worldly calamities, and they even commit suicide, Mu'asab, at times. The very same person who was your role model at one stage, maybe you followed him because of his actions, his beauty, or whatever his style may be, but all of that is just acting, Mu'asab. You know, it's not reality. It's, as you mentioned, superficial. You know, people just make up all this stuff. It's just not reality. But the actual husn and beauty of appearance and spiritually, Mu'asab, you know, which is hidden, is the beauty of Rasulul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of his mubarak qalb, of his mubarak akhlaq, his mubarak aadat, his mubarak and blessed habits, his blessed style, his andaz, whether he smiled, whether he walked, whether he ate, whether he used his clothes, whether any action he had performed, Mu'asab, is actually a miracle on its own. And Sahaba alayhi ridwan fell in love with each and every action of his. To this extent, Mu'asab, one companion smiles a lot. His mother says to him that people will consider you being mad if you would laugh to this extent, that you have lost your mind, you laugh so excessively. And he says, he smiles subhanallah, with this mubarak smile on his face. And he says, the reason why I smile is because I had seen my aqa and my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smile. This has made me smile. Mu'asab, to this level and extent, they would follow the sunnah of Rasulul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though scientifically it said, Mu'asab, that there are 200 points on your face. When a person smiles, he brings emotion in all those 200 points of the face. But this is one sunnah that we have forgotten of how to smile, Mu'asab. Though this is a mubarak thing. However, Mu'asab, coming back to the topic, in conclusion, can Mu'asab, inshallah, give us some words of wisdom before we end?
There's no other person that if you follow them, if you make them your ideal, your role model, that for following them, you'll get thawab. There's nobody else besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's our choice. What you want to choose, that's up to you. If you want to follow the ultimate success, the one who is ultimately successful, which is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is accepted obviously by Almighty Allah azza wa jal in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that each and everything, if you follow him because you love him and because it's sunnah, just for following, you'll get thawab and reward, which is a currency of the hereafter. All these other superficial people that you are following, you're not going to get reward for it, which will benefit you in the hereafter. But just imagine, just by eating, because the Prophet ﷺ ate with these three fingers, just by drinking in this manner, yeah, just by sleeping in that manner, because you made him your role model, you made him your ideal, and you follow him, because of following him, you will be rewarded on the day of judgment. You'll be smiling on the day of judgment. And it's up to us now, we want to get the rewards on the day of judgment by making Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our role model and following him, or we want to follow the people of the dunya who don't care about us and will give us nothing in the hereafter.
Mawsab, may Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us, Mawsab, and shower us with the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, these are the blessed teachings of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You open Tirmizi Sharif, you open Sunan Ibn Dawood, you will find the narrations. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, there will be no other deed that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than a believer that has good manners, Mawsab. Acche akhlaq. Allahu Akbar. You cannot please people by your wealth, but your cheerfulness and good manners can please them.
Allahu Akbar.
Not with money always, because money can't buy every happiness. But your akhlaq, your manners is very important. So find your role model who has good manners. And who else can have better manners than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated in the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. He says, the best among you is he who is kind and good towards his family. And I, يعني Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is best towards my family than every one of you.
Allah.
So he's better towards his blessed Ahlul Bayt and his family than how we treat our families. So when he is best in every action, as Sayyidi Ala Hadrat says, sabse ola wo ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wo wala hamara nabi, apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi, dono alam ka dulha hamara nabi. When he is the best, we should make him our role model. Fall in love with his sunnah and emulate his sunnah. Try to imitate, try to copy and paste this into your life, dear viewers. You will most definitely see the difference, starting from your, from the Mubarak sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as the beard, such as the dressing code. Then try
the,
to...
The modesty you know, all the refined character. In today's day and age, if you're looking for one of those rare people who are treading in his footsteps that we can emulate also, it's Amir Ahl-Sunnah.
Ya Baad.
As a Mawlana Muhammad Ida Sattar Qadri, founder of Dawud Islam. You look at him from head to toe, he tries his best, not just to follow, but to encourage us to follow as well.
Kya Baad. The characteristic of forgiveness, Mawsab.
Forgiveness.
Those Mubarak qualities of being kind and being generous towards people. For now, we have come to the end of the program. We say shukran to all the viewers who watch this program. For the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, jitne bhi nazirin hamare social media ke, Allah Pak, ye din aapke liye mubarak karein. Remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day.